Alright folks, welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym, your daily workout for mental fitness, where we sweat out the stress, flex our emotional muscles, and build resilience like a modern-day Spartan. Today's exercise. Forgiveness. Yeah, I know, it sounds about as appealing as cleaning your bathroom on a Saturday night. But trust me on this one, folks. Learning to forgive isn't just some fluffy, feel-good notion. It's a superpower. A way to break free from the chains of resentment and cultivate a peace that runs deeper than any yoga retreat. Ever felt like you were carrying around a backpack full of bricks? Each brick representing a grudge, a past hurt, a remember when. Moment that just keeps weighing you down. We've all been there. It's natural to feel anger, frustration, even a righteous sense of indignation when someone wrongs us. But here's the catch. Holding on to those feelings is like drinking poison, expecting that other person to die. It doesn't work that way. You're the one who suffers in the long run. Let me break it down for you. 5 key takeaways to help you unlock the power of forgiveness. 1. Forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior. It's not saying what someone did was okay. It's about recognizing that holding on to anger is hurting you more than the person who wronged you. Think of it like this, folks. You wouldn't keep a broken bone in a cast forever, would you? Eventually, you have to move on and allow yourself to heal. Forgiveness is like taking off that metaphorical cast. 2. Forgiveness isn't about forgetting. We can't erase the past. But we can choose how it shapes our present and future. Think of it like learning from a mistake. You might not forget what went wrong, but you use it as a stepping stone to make better choices next time. 3. Forgiveness is a process, not a switch you flip overnight. It takes time, effort, and sometimes even professional help. Don't beat yourself up if it doesn't happen instantly. Be patient with yourself, just like you'd be patient with a friend going through the same thing. 4. Forgiveness is an act of self-love. Holding on to anger and resentment is like holding a live grenade in your own hand. It's dangerous and ultimately destructive to your well-being. Letting go is a gift you give yourself a chance to find peace, joy, and freedom. 5. Remember this. Forgiveness doesn't mean you have to be friends with the person who wronged you. You can forgive them without condoning their actions or having to interact with them again. Think of it like this. You might forgive someone who stole your bike, but that doesn't mean you want them back in your life. Let me give you a real-world example. Imagine this. You are planning a big trip with friends, pouring your heart and soul into the details. But on the day of departure, one friend bails last minute, leaving everyone scrambling and feeling let down. You're understandably angry and hurt that trip meant a lot to you. But here's where forgiveness comes in. You realize that maybe something was going on with your friend, maybe they had an emergency or were dealing with personal issues. Holding on to anger won't change the past, but choosing to forgive allows you to move forward without letting their actions define your experience. Maybe you even reach out and have a conversation to understand what happened. The point is, folks, forgiveness isn't about letting someone off the hook. It's about taking control of your own emotional well-being. It's about recognizing that holding on to grudges only hurts you in the long run. It's about choosing peace, joy, and freedom over bitterness and resentment. So, are you ready to start your forgiveness journey? Remember, it's a process, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, be kind to yourself, and remember that you deserve peace of mind. Now go out there and make today a day of forgiveness. Share this episode with someone who could use a little reminder about the power of letting go. And don't forget to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode of the Stoic Mind Gym, your daily dose of mental fitness, right here in your earbuds. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and keep flexing those emotional muscles.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.